Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew has officially cleared his nostrils.
I have. Wow. They're never cleared.
But you said last time I didn't give you enough time to clear it, and it showed up as part of the intro, so.
I do a snort right when you say, are you ready? And last time you were like, are you ready? And I'm like, go to sniff, and you're like, hey, whatever your intro shtick is.
Yes. So, fun story. I am officially unemployed right now. As you're listening to this, I am unemployed for the next couple days.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah. My last day of work was Monday, and I start my new job on next Monday. So I have a week of unemployment.
Yeah, I usually like to do a week of downtime between jobs. So
actually, as you're listening to this, I am probably on a plane or have just landed in Washington, D.C. Even better.
What are you doing there?
I am going to the UCF Navy football game.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, it'll be. Hopefully, we win because I'll be. I'm always. It's never a bad trip to go to these games, but it's better if we win.
Yeah.
I should be. Let's see. We release at 9 a.m., so I'll be. I'll be in the air, and then we land at 9:30, and then we're headed to the Air and Space Museum because we're landing at Dulles. And once our Airbnb is ready, we're going to head there. So, woohoo.
Cool. Well, keep me posted if there's any changes to the itinerary. If you throw like a breakfast in there or anything like that.
Well, we do have a breakfast on Saturday. Brunch. Right. We have brunch on Saturday.
All right.
At a place called Ambar. That's awesome. It's like Baltic food. But their brunches, it's like.
Like Baltic Avenue on Monopoly?
Sure. No, like
that's a real place,
right? Baltic, but well, like Avenue? it's like the Eastern Bloc, like Poland, Slovakia, Slavic foods, things like that.
Okay, so Park Place is not next to it.
No, it is not next to it.
Okay, can I collect $30 in rent when I go there?
They collect $40 for brunch, so yes, you can.
All right.
But the brunch is always worth it because it includes all your, beverages and it's 2 hours, all you can eat.
Does it include a couple of hotels?
No, but it definitely has a house on it at least.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go.
But, okay. Getting back to what we were going to be talking about, which is the plane ride from hell. The latest,
which you will be on next week.
Apparently so. I do not plan on blacking out. I do not plan to do a helicopter dick. I mean, I guess it depends on what they put in my drink, maybe. I don't know. I did learn some things. Like, I thought I knew a lot.
I learned a lot.
I was saying, I thought I knew a lot about the plane ride from hell because it's one of my favorite stories in WWE history, but I definitely did not know a lot of things that happened on that plane ride.
I knew some of the stuff. They actually didn't go over some of the stuff I had heard.
Yeah,
but I had apparently it was a different plane ride. The whole Vince McMahon wrestling Kurt Angle thing. I thought that was on the plane ride for hell, but I knew about the cutting Michael Hayes' hair and Scott Hall just being a drunken disaster.
So I had known about the Ric Flair thing too, but I did. Let me rephrase that. I knew about him doing the walking naked down the or you know wearing the robe and flashing everybody and whatever. I did not realize that he helicoptered his penis. That's a whole thing I really didn't need to know about. Who was it that called him that referred to him or basically said that they call him the Nature Boy for a reason because he is well endowed. but I also did not realize that he was the one that kind of took the not stewardess, the flight attendant into his own hands, I guess would be one way to say. I didn't realize that was him that had done that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I knew, from what I understood, he was just strutting up and down the aisle naked with just his robe on. And I thought that was a bit bizarre enough, but then, you know.
Apparently that's something that happened on the regular, I guess.
I guess.
From what they were saying. But no, and the thing is, like, who I think Tommy Dreamer said that he didn't think that that would happen because that's not very Nature Boy. You know, that wasn't something Ric Flair would do. But then RVD was just like, yep, that's what he did. Like,
yeah.
he didn't mince words or anything on that one. He's like, yep, I sat there, I watched it. So, yeah. That was the whole thing was interesting.
The internet has been flaming Tommy Dreamer and Ric Flair for however long it's been since that aired.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks at this point, but
yeah,
actually almost 3 weeks because it will have been 3 weeks. But it's
I like when we record in advance and you try to do the math
right
as to when it will air so it sounds authentic.
I'm trying here. It
aired 2 to 3 weeks ago, depending on
how's the wind looking today
or carry the 9.
It was definitely an interesting look at everything. I didn't realize the Goldust thing with him singing on the microphone to Terry Runnels. That had to be uncomfortable as anything.
And I didn't realize I didn't realize Mr. Perfect was carrying a set of brass balls in his pants to be able to go up to Brock Lesnar and shoot shaving cream on his head and then smash it.
And then what was the other thing? I had heard the story about Brock Lesnar and Terry Runnels, where he had flashed her at the actual show in London. I had heard that from somewhere. I don't even remember who. That was a thing.
What is with the exposing themselves?
Honestly, it didn't shock me all that much. Like, having worked in professional sports, especially working in locker rooms of professional sports teams in the past, that didn't shock me at all because that's something that
is that commonplace?
It's not uncommon at all. We used to get back in the day, one of our sponsors of the team that I worked for was Hooters. Mm-hmm. And probably one full season, they used to send the Hooters girls every time Hooters was doing the delivery for food. And every time some Hooter girl would walk in, somebody would strut out naked or flash them or whatever when they were in the clubhouse. So finally, I guess I don't know whether one of the Hooters girls complained or what the deal was, but it definitely it stopped. There were no more Hooters girls coming in.
I mean, I would think you don't. I don't know what the desired outcome is to flashing someone. I've never had any desire to flash someone.
I'm assuming it's just a dominance thing or something. Like, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea. I would not go around flashing people who didn't ask me.
Yes, no, thank you. I don't even think I'd flash someone that asked me.
I might if they asked nicely. I'm kidding. Maybe. No.
I can see you with like the detective trench coat.
No. I would not.
The door off.
I would not be doing the creepy flasher thing if that were the case. But I'm trying to. What else? Like, what other things were there?
Bradshaw punched someone. I can't remember who it was.
Brock Lesnar had thrown Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, into the escape door in the back of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a thing for sure. It's not going to come unlatched. It's got like a steel bar that holds it in place. Mm-hmm. But still would scare the crap out of me, and it obviously scared the crap out of them.
Yeah.
trying to think of what other things kind of like threw me for a loop.
I forgot Brock Lesnar had been around that long to where he was on that plane ride.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what the plane ride was 2002? 2002-ish. I want to say it was 2002, but yep, 2002.
Yeah, I can't. I watched wrestling up to 2005, and I remember Brock Lesnar. I just don't remember him being around a lot of the time I was watching it, so I assumed he kind of came in at 2004-ish.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there, though. He's definitely been there. One thing that I was totally impressed by, just for the pure amount of liquor that was consumed, they went through 3 full rolling carts of liquor.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they went through it fast. Like, they said that they didn't serve them after, like, the first couple hours on the plane.
They said it was, like, 7 hours before takeoff. I don't understand why they didn't just let these guys go back and sit in the airport.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that was another thing, too, was I knew that Scott Hall had basically passed out and not done anything. I didn't realize that he grabbed the one flight attendant and told him he was going to liquor and other things, and then passed right back out so that she could get away.
Yeah.
And like his comment was that he had no recollection of it. Of course he didn't. He was blown out of his skull.
Freaking blackout drunk. Of course he wasn't. I think Ric Flair denied his.
Oh yeah, he totally denied
allegations.
It. He totally denied it. But like the way that she was, like, I've seen people who are victims of things before, and the way she was talking, it definitely felt like she was victimized. Whether it happened or not, she definitely believes that it happened. And that was rough. The interview with her was something else with Heidi, I think was her name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it, like, she said he had cornered her, which is creepy enough.
Right.
You know.
I did like that JR accepted blame for the situation. I also liked his no comment on Ric Flair not being punished.
Yeah.
Basically that he's basically saying that some people are just above punishment.
Well, he said he was a made man, which.
Yeah, which is the truth at that point, especially. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see with everything going on with AEW and whether he ends up doing anything with them now, because I know that they've stayed away from Hogan because of his past issues. So.
God, I can't even imagine what AEW would do with Hulk Hogan.
I hope that he stays away forever, honestly, at least out of AEW. Yeah, I'm. I'm interested. Like, there are definitely some things that I think they left out of the whole thing.
Can you imagine that there was stuff that they probably said we can't talk about this? Meaning it was worse than the stuff we did here,
right? And I was just I looked real fast, and apparently, the Kurt Angle thing did happen on that flight, and they just didn't talk about it. Like, Kurt Angle has said that it happened on that flight on his own podcast. So,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that contradicts something else that came out after the show. Someone had said on one of their podcasts that Vince McMahon wasn't even on the flight.
No, like Mike Chioda said that he was on the flight. He was just on the front.
JR.
Right. He said because he was on he was at the front of the thing behind. Like, they had the two separate areas. They had the first class, and then they had the above first class area.
I wonder why he didn't go back there and handle it.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't mention any of the things that, like, they didn't even talk to any of the stewardess that were in the front of the plane that said that they didn't know anything was going on in the back of the plane.
There had to have been a hard door then between them, more than just like a first class curtain, because
yeah, there had to have been something there.
Because I mean, that's what 52 or 53 year old Vince McMahon when he was like super jacked and kind of intimidating,
and on roids more than likely. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, not that he's not intimidating now. He's still like more buff than I'll ever be at 70 fucking 5 years old. But
at that point in time, he was still at a point in his life where age would not have been that much of a factor.
Yeah, you know, no one would have sent him to the back calling him an old man.
Correct. Senile old man. But yeah, it was a shocking look at everything. And I'm looking forward to some of the other things that they've got coming up too. I want to see the steroid trial thing. That one.
The thing is, I went to watch it thinking like, oh, this is one of my favorite, you know, stories that I used to read about was this fucking plane ride. So I was like, oh, this will be kind of like a comical little episode. And it just was not.
Oh,
like,
no, it was a very deep, dark episode.
It was
dark.
This is no longer my favorite fucking story in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot that I always thought of it as like this just hell, like they were just hellish on the plane, but no, it was legitimately like just awful.
I thought they were just like, I thought they were like it was just shenanigans. I didn't realize they were like cornering stewardesses and so drunk they couldn't stand up. And well, I mean, Michael Hayes getting his haircuts still going to make me laugh, but
yes. But yeah, like the whole thing was just really interesting. Like it was, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to put it. Like even like, it felt like there were a couple of people like Terry Runnels that were kind of still protecting people to this day, you know?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I love that RVD was just like, fuck it, I'll tell whatever. You know, I'm just gonna say it. I know what happened.
The hell does he care? He's got nothing to lose. He's an impact, right? Still?
Maybe. I mean, he's making his weed money. He's got all that weed money now selling the
He should do a one off on Mayhem on Mills.
I bet you they could convince him to do it.
Then we could try to interview him afterwards.
That would be awesome. I know somebody who's actually interviewed RVD before in a limo when he was smoking out. So back in the 90s.
I don't particularly care what he does while we're interviewing him. Well, I mean, I don't want him like bumping lines of coke or anything. But if he sits there and smokes while we're interviewing him, I would not be objective to that.
No, not at all. But yeah, it really put a perspective on everything that went down and everything that was bad. And I watched it today because I hadn't gotten a chance to watch it yet. And I knew we were going to talk about it, and I'm still processing exactly what I've learned and what happened. And
I don't think the current batch of WWE stars acts like that.
No, it's definitely more professional. And honestly, I think if Undertaker been on that flight.
Yeah. I think also that's that generation above ours, who was a little more rowdy and stuff than people nowadays are, I think. I just can't picture like fucking like a plane ride from hell nowadays would be like fucking the Xbox broke.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely something different from what we expect from them now.
Plane ride got out of control. Kofi Kingston broke a fucking remote control.
Yeah. Big E's comic book tour, you know. He ripped a page in his comic book. Yeah. It was a thing. So, anything exciting coming up for you?
Not really.
Okay. Obviously, I start a new job on Monday, so that'll be interesting.
I'm trying to hurry up and gain some motivation to finish the voiceover of this documentary I'm doing because I have been given a thumbs up to write something.
Okay.
And shoot it. And I'm now super excited about that. So
nice. And who's going to do your, or do you not have somebody for the VO or is it?
I have someone. I just cannot, like, all right. Have you ever watched something so many times that you just cannot watch it anymore?
Yes, 100%.
All right. So I have watched this documentary so many times that I just cannot watch it anymore. And I now have to write the voiceover parts because the person that I'm getting to voice it over wants a script, understandably. And find the motivation to just watch this and then stop and type, play, stop, type. It's just like grueling to me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, I worked on a couple of projects where after, like, I mean, you've been working on this thing for years now, but there's been a couple of projects I worked on for months that I'm just like, what? I know the story that I'm going for. I know what I'm trying to tell, but yeah. It's just not, it's not coming to me. I need somebody to sit and watch it or somebody to do something with it.
And yeah, basically. And, like I said, I told someone at the Daytona Con an idea that I had, and he was like, yes, do it. You know?
Nice.
So now I'm just like, ooh, I want to get to writing that.
Well, I mean, if I can help, I will help. Let me know. If you need to send it over and take a look at it or whatever, or I can see what I can come up with.
Might do that. Maybe we could do a record-a-thon in the near future, and I can just like bring it by.
Yeah, that works. We can do that. I gotta clean up the studio, but I'll be doing that anyway. So
what else was I gonna say?
I don't know. We're just catching up here. We kind of covered the plane ride from hell.
Yeah,
go watch the video.
We still got like 5 minutes left of time here, so
right, we're just killing time, making sure that you're you get your money's worth, because, you know,
yes,
all you. Four of you that listen.
We want to make sure our sponsors, get the full 30 minutes that we promise every week.
Yes. So. And as I said last week, Mayhem on Mills, 1024. Oh, no, sorry, 1020. 10, I said 1024, right? Yeah, 1024 at 1010 Brewing, just off Mills. And the Mills, Virginia intersection.
Pro Wrestling Action, Heroes and Villains, too.
Yes. Is that on the same day?
No, I think it's a month. I think it's in November.
Yes, that's right. It is. They are doing November 7th. Lots of live wrestling here in Orlando. They have the Rise of the Titans event on Sunday, November 7th.
I'm probably going to go to that one. Last one was a fun one, even though like it's a little cramped in there.
Yes. Well, the two ago, we didn't go to the last one because we had other things that came up.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go ahead and plug our socials? We can get out of here.
Sure.
We don't need to waste people's time.
Go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast at Instagram.com because my memory works. Go to Twitter and go to Top Rope Wrestling without the G. Facebook, you can go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast, join our group, toproperwrestling.com. From there, you can listen to this show or our last one, which is a very uninspired review of Extreme Rules, which you'll notice we are not reviewing because we had no interest in it. From there, you can listen to the show there. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it on iHeartRadio. On our website, you can email us and tell us more stories that we don't know about the plane ride from hell. If you want to, if you've read something, if you've read about Mr. Perfect smashing shaving cream on Brock Lesnar's head, and you know some detail that was left out, email us, and Rick will tell you how to do that.
You can email us at podcast@toproperwrestling.com, or you can just click the contact us link at toproperwrestling.com. Both the link probably gets to us faster, honestly. You can also leave us a voicemail at 951-TOP-ROPE.
Damn it, I remembered what I was going to plug.
What were you going to plug? Plug it now.
October, next month. I believe maybe the 15th or something.
Actually, this month, because it is the first.
I'm sorry. I apologize. This month, October. I don't have an exact date on me right now, but issue 194 of Femforce comes out, featuring me in comic book form.
Nice.
Drawn. I will be in the issue. So
I may have to go and find that issue just to buy it to have a picture of Drew in comic book form.
And it's in color too. I thought it was I thought they were doing it in black and white, but it's in color. I will be
I wonder if we can get permission from the artist to take that frame from the comic book and make a t-shirt out of it. Be like, this is Drew. He is in comic book form.
Pretty sure he will give you his permission to do that.
Okay. We may have to do that then.
I said that, actually one of my friends was talking to him at DaytonaCon and, was saying I should buy the original page because I don't know who drew it, but I think it was him, but it might have been someone else that works on the comic. Should just buy the original page from the person, and Bill had said that he might just find it and give it to me. So that would be cool. Femforce 194. Check it out if you want to see me in comic book form.
Yes, and I am excited to see you in comic book form. So,
me too.
You ready to get out of here?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Well, peace, love, and recycle.
Yar.